Good morning and welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous, AA meeting on air. My name is Steve and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey Steve.
We'll start our meeting with the Serenity Prayer.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
The preamble of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength and hope with each other, that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any set, denomination, politics, organisation or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, and neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Welcome to our meeting this morning. We have members of our fellowship in, and we'll be sharing our experience, strength and hope about our journey of recovery from alcoholism. The first person to share this morning is Chris. Do you want to share?
Thank you very much. Yeah, my name's Chris and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi Chris.
Yeah, it's great to be here this morning and to be sober. And just free from the lash of alcoholism today. It's great. AA's given me a life of freedom from the need to drink daily like I used to before coming. But it's given me a freedom in my mind and, my spirit as well. And, that's a lot more that I've received than what I thought I would when I first got here. I thought it was just about stopping drinking, but I've received a whole lot more. I started young at the age of 13 and drink and by the time I was in my mid to late teens, I was doing a lot of other substances as well and using other substances daily and then binge drinking and I got to my sort of late 20s and I mean, sorry, my late teens and early 20s, and I knew that I was, I knew that I was in big trouble. Like, I knew I was an alcoholic, actually, long before I got to AA. I knew that I drank differently from my peers and my friends. And what happened is my friends and stuff like that, they started growing up and getting their lives sorted out and all this sort of stuff and I just really ended up doing the same stuff and I was always the one that would start drinking the earliest in the day, and I was always the one that was still drinking at the end in the early hours of the morning or the next day, or going right through multi days and all this sort of stuff. And I just knew I was different. I drank differently and so I knew deep inside I was an alcoholic. I started trying lots of things to sort my life out. My world got smaller and smaller as I went along. People were dropping out of my life and stuff, and I just sort of ended up, gravitating to, people like me, and, there was trouble with the law and all this sort of thing started happening, and I just started trying to sort things out, I guess is the best way of putting it. All sorts of stuff like counselling and self-help, and I'd move cities and move countries, and I'd change my outside environment, change my job and where I live, and just all that sort of stuff. And I'd always be like, oh, next time it's going to be different, when I do this it's going to be like this, and then I won't have to drink, and yeah, just all this stuff. And I used to be like, oh, if I just had more money, this sort of crazy thinking, everything would be fine, But, it's just, nothing I ever did under my own power made any sense. And I ended up, I was 25 when I came to AA. I was on the other side of the world in Ireland, and that's where I got sober in 2007. And I just reached the end. I was just repeating the same stuff over and over again, the same cycle. And I just knew that there's nothing I could do under my own power. And I ended up in AA and went to my first meeting. You know, I had all this stuff in my head before coming to my first meeting. Like, you know, I'm not an alcoholic. You know, I'm too young. I haven't drunk enough. Haven't been in enough trouble. And all this, and you know, I've still had a roof over my head, and I've still worked most of the time, and you know, all this dialogue in my mind about talking myself out of being alcoholic or a real alcoholic before even coming to my first meeting, and which is quite common. And but what happened for me is that I came to my first meeting and I identified with what I heard. Yeah, identified with other people, and there was people from all walks of life in the meeting, and you know, young, old, male, female, all different cultures, and yeah, I just found that extremely powerful. You know, and the basis of our Alcoholics Anonymous Fellowship is you know, we carry the message to the alcoholic who still suffers. It was mentioned in our preamble that was read out just before, and our primary purpose is to stop drinking. I've forgotten what it is.
Stay sober.
Yeah, a primary purpose is to stay sober and to help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Thanks for that. It's just such a powerful thing. You know, just relating to people for the first time in my life, I just really felt like I got a lot of hope out of my early meetings. And, you know, I attended meetings for a few weeks. I was still drinking. I was just sort of clinging on, trying to, like, maintenance drink, drink small amounts and control it and all this, which is incredibly hard to do for an alcoholic, drinking small amounts. Yeah, it's like torture. You know, I just wanted to always break out, you know. And you know, just clinging on, and then after a few weeks of attending meetings, you know, I put down the drink for the last time, and because I just knew by then I'd heard a little bit of enough at the meetings that there was a better life on offer. And you know, we talk about in AA in the early days, you know, that we don't pick up the first drink no matter what, and we do it one day at a time. And you know, that's something I could grasp, and so I just started doing that, and I just started, you know, not picking up one drink for one day. It was the first drink that does all the damage, and I just kept doing lots of meetings. You know, I used to drink every day, so I started doing meetings every day. You know, and all of a sudden, because all of a sudden I had all this time in my life, what am I going to do? And so meetings is a great way, actually, of filling in that time in the early days. And, you know, it just turns out, you know, that I knew nothing about living sober, and I had zero experience in my life with living sober. And, you know, I'm happy to report, like, you know, 11 years on, that, you know, I've learned how to live sober in Alcoholics Anonymous. And, yeah, this... you know, this way of life, this fellowship, this spiritual program, not a religious program, a spiritual program, it's given me a life that I never thought possible, and a great sense of freedom. And today, like, I was helped a lot in my early days. People helped me, and today I get to help others. And yeah, that's an incredibly powerful thing as well. Yeah, I'm very happy in my life most of the time, and I've had different seasons, like of ups and downs in my recovery, and because life still happens, and I've had different seasons where things have been hard and things have been good, and I've experienced grief. You know, I've lost family members, and you know, been at funerals, and you know, experienced a great amount of joy, and you know, I've been married in AA, and you know, just all that sort of stuff, and life stuff, and through the good and through the bad, you know, I've never had to pick up a drink, and it's you know, I'm incredibly grateful for that, and more on that, like Not only have I not had to pick up a drink, but I've also, you know, been fairly settled through the, you know, the trials and tribulations of life. And, you know, for a guy like me that, you know, had to drink every single day just to survive, you know, it's a far cry from where I was to where I am today. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks,
Chris. You're listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We have members of our fellowship in this morning, and we're sharing our experience, strength and hope about our journey of recovery from alcoholism. And to continue on with the sharing, Mary Alice, do you want to share?
Good morning. My name's Mary Alice, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mary Alice.
Gosh, where do you get started? You know, I've always been a party girl. The first one to turn the music on and open the bottle of wine and just have a great time. Nothing wrong with that until it gets to a point where it's not manageable anymore. And unlike Chris, I joined AA at a later point in my life, and I just guess I, at some point I decided that I wanted the chaos and the madness and the mayhem to end, to subside. And I knew that I had to do something. And there are options. There's trying controlled drinking, that type of thing. But, you know, AA was something that was available as a program. And I think the anonymity of AA was a really big draw for me. The fact that I could go to a place and speak with other people that were experiencing similar problem with managing their alcohol and sobriety lifestyle and be accepted. So I started going to AA, and I'd been in AA for quite some time, but I didn't stop drinking right away. It was really difficult for me. I had a lot of anger and resentment and frustration. It didn't feel right, but there's a tradition in AA, not one of the steps, but a tradition that says the desire to stop drinking. And that is why I kept going back, kept going to the meetings, and I figured out at some point my life would get back into a manageable state. And over a period of time, slowly, slowly, it did. Going to meetings, meeting people, listening to their stories, reading, it just eventually started to make sense to me. And I think one of the biggest challenges for me was actually accepting the fact that I was an alcoholic. It's a really big lifestyle change, and it's huge for your ego. You have to really put your pride on the side and just say, hey, I don't want to break any more hearts. I want to be the best person I can be. And that is the freedom that AA has brought to me in my life today, is that sense of freedom, the freedom from the constant craving and desire to drink, to just stopping before I start my day, is to stop and just breathe and embrace the fact that I am clean and I'm sober and it's going to be okay. Yeah, things go wrong. You know, there's not always going to be good days. There's not always going to be bad things are going to happen. But that is part of life. And this is about where Alcoholics Anonymous teaches you, gives you is a program. It teaches you not just to stop drinking, but actually to live sober. And herein lies a challenge for many of us alcoholics, is staying sober. So following the program, I think that getting a sponsor was a really huge contribution for me in helping me answer a lot of questions about the program that maybe aren't clear. But to be able to reach out, and also not just with my sponsor, but other members of the community, you know, that show their support, and also sharing and having the opportunity to be on this radio program this morning is, you know, it's great to be here and to let y'all know a little bit of, give some visibility into what my experience has been. I think what I hope is that people that come into Alcoholics Anonymous, not everybody stays. Some people go back out there and try to manage. A lot of people come back, and a lot of people stay. And it's the people that have stayed that I get my continued strength from. And you have to be, I find it works for me is being honest with the fact that I'm an alcoholic, being open to listening to how to manage my new lifestyle, and overall be willing to keep these changes happening in my life. And it's something you have to work at every day. You know, like I said, it's one day at a time. You know, you don't wake up in the morning and that switch is, you know, you turn the switch and all of a sudden you're not an alcoholic anymore. You're always going to be, for me, I'm always going to be an alcoholic. And I know that if I drink again, there will be mayhem. There will be chaos. And that is not a space I want to go to anymore. And that is my choice. And I'm pleased to be part of a program that offers me the support and the guidance and the unconditional love to be able to stay in that space. So, yeah, I think AA's done some pretty awesome things for me and my family and the people that I love and all the people that I are part of the AA community that I engage with on a continuing basis. They're like my family in a way. It's kind of a nice thing.
Thanks, Mary Ellis. You're listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We have members of our fellowship on this morning, and we're sharing our experience, strength, and hope about a journey of recovery from alcoholism. To continue on with the sharing, Catherine, do you want to share?
Thanks, Steve. Hello, my name's Catherine, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Catherine.
I'm a grateful alcoholic, and I hope that will reveal itself as I go along, because it sounds like a strange thing to say. I'll start at the beginning. Nice to hear from Mary Ellis and Chris today. Mary Ellis, you describe yourself as a party girl. I think I would describe myself as the exact opposite, and I think alcohol was used as a crutch very early on to socialise. I actually think I had a bit of a phobia about being around people. I often felt like a square peg in a round hole. Or was it the other way around? Who knows? But it hurt to be squished into this kind of mould, and I wasn't comfortable being around people because I wasn't comfortable with myself. I had very low self-esteem, very poor sense of self, high anxiety, and the only way I could socialise was if I had a drink in my hand, and that started very early on, but like Chris, 13, 14. It's hard to think that you're an alcoholic then because everyone's drinking like you, but as Chris also said, a lot of people grow out of it and you find yourself still going, drinking like a maniac. So my relationship with alcohol has never been healthy. I have never picked up alcohol to be convivial or for the taste. I believe some people do that. Some people enjoy the taste of wine. Some people enjoy having a glass of wine with friends. For me, picking up alcohol was to get drunk, and basically it didn't matter what I was drinking. And that's how my days started, and that's how they ended. So alcohol was a crutch for me. I used it to blank out anxiety and to navigate in the world. And for a while that was working, that was fine, and it seemed like a good solution. Unfortunately, it takes its toll, alcohol. It's a thief, and it stole a lot from me, and it stole a lot from people around me. And what it does do is it stops you from developing your spiritual and emotional side. And I'm only just learning that now. I came to sobriety quite late in life too. So I spent probably 37 years of my life drinking like a loon. And not only did I damage people around me, but I damaged myself. And I'm only realising now how ill-equipped I was to deal with reality. And I've had to learn like a baby how to deal with life on life's terms. So I used alcohol every night. I was a daily drinker. It got worse and worse. It is a progressive illness. So in my days, early days, teens, I would have days when I wouldn't drink. I couldn't afford it. But as I got older and life got busier and more hectic, I would drink every night. I would start when I got home from work. I would and stop. Basically, when I blacked out on the sofa, that's where it took me to in the end. And I could see my life was getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And any of that stuff outside, I just couldn't see anymore. And it brought me to my knees, and I was given the gift of desperation, which is another term we use in alcohol AA, which is I was so desperate, I knew I couldn't continue, that I had to seek a solution. And that's when I found AA, and I went in basically with my hands in the air. I'd surrendered, and I was willing to do anything. And here was a person who, because she had drunk so much in her life, had not developed any spiritual component. It was, you know, dark. I was in a dark place. That I was rocking into a place that I thought it spoke about a God, a greater power. And these were the things I'd been really cynical about all my life. And here I was surrendering to these words. And I'm so glad that I did, because AA has helped me develop my spiritual side, which was the one thing that alcohol crushed the most. You know, physically I recovered quite quickly. Mentally, I'd carried on quite high-powered jobs while I was drinking. So mentally, I was okay. But emotionally and spiritually, I was completely and utterly bankrupt. And I now have a life today that I just could never have dreamed of. And it's through words like humility, tolerance, compassion, and acceptance. These are words I've learnt in AA, and I really had no understanding of what they meant. But it's these words that have allowed me to live as a person among people. During my drinking days, I thought I was the centre of the universe. I actually believed that whatever I thought was the truth, and you guys just had versions of the truth. I actually thought that if you could all be a bit... ironical. If you could just all be a bit more like me, it would be a better place. You know, I think of things like that today, and I think, that is insanity. Girl, you were bonkers, and you thought you had it all together. So once the AA, once the alcohol clears, you can see things about yourself that make you cringe. But if you can accept that that is what you were, and you are no longer wanting to be that person, then that gives you the strength to carry on. The other day someone said, called me humble, and I couldn't have asked for a nicer compliment. You know, once upon a time, if you'd said you're humble, I would have taken that as some sort of criticism, like, oh, you're a bit weak, you're a bit of a follower, oh, you're a bit subservient. I didn't really know what humble or humility meant. But now I know that it means that you do not have to be the centre of attention. You do not have to know everything. People do not have to know everything that you are doing, good or bad. You can just go about your business doing the right thing because it is the right thing to do, not because you want people to notice you. And that is what I spent most of my life doing, wanting people to notice me, because inside I felt so pathetic. I don't feel that way today. I feel now strong inside, so I don't need the outside kudos. And I don't need alcohol to mask the fact that I need that outside kudos. I'm okay. Alcohol allowed me a fantasy land where I could maintain that pretense that I was the centre of the universe, that I was the one living life in the definitive model, and you guys were just all bit players. Now I know that I'm the bit player, and I'm really happy to be a bit player in this thing called life. It is so much more relaxing than having to scratch your way to the top to be the best, or wallowing around in your pity pot at the bottom because you feel so inadequate. What I've learned now is I'm neither of those things, and both those things were ego-driven. You know, of all these people in the world, why would I be the best or the worst? I'm just in the middle like the rest of us, and it's such a lovely place to be. I can walk alongside you and accept your vulnerabilities, your flaws, just as I've had to accept my own. AA has taught me that I can't afford to judge other people, because I have so many flaws of my own to work on. And besides, you know, life is tough for all of us, so who do you think you are? And I was given a gift by my greater power, so it would be really churlish of me then to turn around and make fun or pick on other people who are trying just as hard. You know, I've seen now true humility means accepting yourself for what you are and accepting others. So that's where the tolerance comes in. So my life today is a kinder, gentler one. Kinder on myself and kinder on everyone around me. Because when you were drinking, when I was drinking, I was like a tornado, just rushing through life, pushing, butting, arguing, spitting, hissing at anyone who got in my way or anyone who didn't do what I thought they should do. And, you know, that's very tiring. It's very tiring being fighting all the time, fighting imaginary demons, fighting people who aren't even interested in you. But I guess my biggest regret is the damage I did in my family. I mean, they always had meals and we had clean house. We had all that, the outside stuff of looking like we had it together. But, you know, you can't be an alcoholic and not do some damage to the people around you. They know, the kids know, that you're not available even if you're sitting in a room. If you're drinking, you are not available. You're in your fantasy land. And they know that. And it's one thing to be in fantasy land, but I was also nasty. You know, if the kids got in my, tried to interrupt my fantasy, I get really nasty. And that damages people. And I'm still trying to clear that wreckage up today. And I guess the only thing I can offer my family is the way forward. My gift now is to be a sober mother who is learning wisdom every day, learning how to negotiate my world, and hopefully teaching them lessons about how to live their life. So I am so thankful to AA. Of all the things it has given me, it's given me spiritual and emotional growth. I'm not there yet. I still have days where I feel like a baby trying to battle the world, but I also know that there's the program there. There is something in that program that I can turn to that will help me work through it. Plus, there are always people around like me who understand my drinking problem and the emotional nonsense that goes with it, that I can talk to and feel less alone. So AA works on lots and lots of ways. For a person who used to hate socialising and needed alcohol to feel like they were part of society, I can now socialise in AA and know that I'm with people like myself. I don't need alcohol anymore. The thought of picking up, God willing, just makes me feel incredibly sad. And I think AA has spoilt my drinking because I don't know that I'd ever be able to reclaim those fantasies I maintained during my drinking days. I've now seen myself for what I am. It forced me to look at myself and to look at all my deep, dark flaws, bring them out into the open and work on them. And I don't think I can put those away again, no matter how much I drink. I think the next day I'm still going to know that I'm basically self-centred and manipulative and ego-driven, and that I have to manage that in sobriety. I don't think that will ever go away now. I can't unlearn that. So thank you to AA for spoiling my drinking. Thank you for showing me how I'm going to actually live for the next, hopefully, few decades of my life on one day at a time, living in the moment, not panicking about what's going to happen or not going to happen in the future, not wallowing about what has happened in the past, but I can live one day at a time and look in the moment for things I'm grateful for, look for the moments of beauty, look for the moments of truth, and keep growing on a spiritual plane. And from someone who was the ultimate cynic, that has been the greatest revelation and the greatest gift. So thanks to AA and thanks to all you who are here today.
Thanks, Catherine. Now, you've been listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. If you've identified with our speakers and you'd like to do something about your drinking, there's a couple of things you can do. You can log on to aa.org.nz, and in the drop-down box under meetings lists is a list of all meetings in the Greater Auckland area, where we have about 140. We'll also give you a list of meetings up and down the country as well. The other thing you can do is phone 0800 AA Works, and this will put you in contact with an AA member in your local area. Well, we wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a sober Christmas as well. And, you know, the time of the year where there's a lot of booze around, AA is always there. Our meetings are available on Christmas Day as well, so, and Boxing Day, and New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. So we're always there. We'll be back here again next Sunday on 104.6 Planet FM with Alcoholics Anonymous AA meeting on air. And we'll close our meeting with the Serenity Prayer. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.